Haitian Mexicans used to play a lot of bone flutes. They used to work with the human bone. They used the bone more like a relic. I mean, they didn't go to kill a person to get the bones, but the bones they used for the instruments, there was more like a relic of an Asian priest or warrior or something like that. I have to say, the idea of the death of the Asian Mexican was not the same as the Western people. So most of the time when they appreciate somebody, after 2 or 3 years when the flesh is decomposed, they go for the bones and they took it, they clean it, and they put it in a place for maybe celebrate or something. Sometimes they use those bones to make instruments like this one or a flute. Even if you research, you're gonna see one of the divinities, Quetzalcoatl, playing flutes, bone flutes, or those instruments. Obviously, in modern times, it's not easy to find human bones, and I don't wanna work with that. So I use animal bones like turkey. Native Americans in Canada and in the United States use those kind of bones, but not with turkey. They use it with the eagle. They took the eagle wing. It's a Native American instrument, and it's very appreciated by the natives. This is a syrinx, a pan flute. They are very rare in Mexico because they didn't survive. I found only two copies of pan flutes. This one is from the Gulf of Mexico. It is the same as the reed pan flutes, flat flutes. This one is very rare, and it came from the Gulf of Mexico, the Totonaca culture. I found it in my last travel to Mexico, and I decided to replicate it. The original one I played in my second release. I used the original one in the recording. Instrument, but this is smaller. This is also very rare. It's a quadruple flute that came from Teotihuacan. Teotihuacan is a very known archaeological site. It's from the ancient, they call it Toltecs, but we didn't really know what kind of culture lived there. It was like 4,000 years ago, so. Polyphony. We are talking about more than 10,000 years of working with clay. What is important is the music in ancient Mexico was something ritual. It was not only for amusement, but it has a magical and mystical content. It's why you can find those kind of sounds, most of them related with the nature, because for them the nature was the reflection or the way they can found the equilibrium and the in the universe or in the nature. When I was there, I tried to find not only the artists who create the instruments. I also was interested in the people who keep the tradition all those days. And I found Mexica people, I mean people who from the Aztecs still keeping the tradition to these days. I found Maya people, I found a lot of people who still keeping the tradition. When I'm talking about tradition, I'm not talking only about music. When I'm talking about tradition, I mean medicine, I mean calendar. The calendar for them is very important. A lot of the tradition came with the calendar. It helps you to understand the cycles of life. They understand that life was a cycle. And it's very, very deep. Even when they want to have a child, they didn't say, let's go have a child. They're planning with the calendar, which is the best moment when the child could come to the earth and have the best possibilities. The instruments are very rich in the sound, and the possibilities with those instruments is very vast, so you have you can do a lot of things with it. And I think it's important to let the people from the world know about these instruments. For me, it's very important. It's like a treasure that is hidden. And when the people will know, we can share the treasures. I mean, I don't do it for myself. I do it because I like to share with the people.